Watch for falling rocks.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Leon, you're late today.
Yeah, I stayed as long as I could, but nothing happened.
Well, what are you talking about?
That new sign out there by the dike.
Yeah?
It says, watch for falling rock. I looked for 30 minutes, but I just had to go.
Leon, that don't mean...
Maybe it wasn't the right day.
Well, they ought to take the sign down then.
Leon, they're just trying to warn you. It may save your life.
An Italian girl saved my cousin's life one time during the Second World War.
She did?
Yeah, she hit him in a cellar in Great Bend, Kansas.
Leon.
Was he wounded?
Not that I know of.
Well, you two can't get anything straight.
Leon, what'd we do?
Yeah, Mercy Jesse, what'd we do?
You do everything, or nothing. I mean, it's just communication.
Well, we wasn't talking to you, Jesse.
Well, never mind that. I get frustrated just listening to these conversations.
That's what Uncle Seedy said.
About what?
Uncle Seedy come home the other day, and his boy was lifting the pigs up over his head, one by one.
Well, why is he doing that?
So they could eat the apples up there in that tree.
Well, Leon, don't that take a lot of time?
Well, yeah, but what's time to a pig? Mr. Jesse wasn't mad when he left, was he?
No, he had a doctor's appointment. You know, his foot.
Yeah, I seen him limping.
Yeah, he dropped that truck wheel on it. Still hurts him.
Golly.
I sure hope it gets better. He sure has been grumpy.
Can't the doctor help him?
I think it's one he's going to today. Well, now, he should have gone to a real doctor the first time.
Huh?
Well, the first time he went to a doctor in Hot Springs. He ain't a M.D. doctor. He just charges $3 a visit, though.
Didn't help him, though, huh?
Well, now, he told Jesse that he'd have him walking in an hour.
Did he?
Yeah. He stole his car.